What will you do with Jesus today? Every day is a new slate. The events of life yesterday have no relevance on the reality that today will bring its own set of life circumstances, joy as well as pain. Jesus was a master teacher. When the multitudes heard him speak, they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as their scribes. Matthew 7:28-29. This statement was made at the end of Matthew's record of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Within the context of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus spoke of anxiety. Jesus identified the propensity of man to dwell upon that which causes anxiety in life, that is, food and raiment. Jesus said, "Therefore I say unto you, be not anxious for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than the food, and the body than the raiment? Behold the birds of the heaven, that they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, and your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are not ye of much more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit unto the measure of his life? And why are ye anxious concerning raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. But if God doth so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Be not therefore anxious, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Be not therefore anxious for the morrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Matthew 6:25-34. As the Lord said, "Be not therefore anxious for the morrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." So also did the Apostle Paul state concerning the past, "Forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before, I press on toward the goal unto the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Philippians 3:13-14. Many a prophet had bewailed the day they were born. Jeremiah said, "Cursed be the day wherein I was born. Let not the day wherein my mother bare me be blessed. Cursed be the man who brought tidings to my father, saying, A man-child is born unto thee, making him very glad. And let that man be as the cities which Jehovah overthrew and repented not. And let him hear a cry in the morning and shouting at noontime, because he slew me not from the womb. And so my mother would have been my grave, and her womb always great. Wherefore came I out of the womb to see labor and sorrow, that my days should be consumed with shame." Jeremiah 20:14-18. As did Job, saying, "Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as the shadow and continueth not." Job 14:1-2. And as Jacob said to Pharaoh, "The days of my years, of my pilgrimage, are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life." Genesis 47:9. Life is short, and life is often hard, sooner or later. Each day is a new day, a clean slate, and each day we must ask ourselves the question, "What will I do with Jesus today?" For you see, When God revealed His intent to send His Son into the world, the psalmist said, "This is Jehovah's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which Jehovah hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Psalms 118, 23 through 24. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Peter saying, "But according to His promise, we look for a new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for these things, give diligence that ye may be found in peace, without spot and blameless in His sight." 2 Peter 3:13 through 14.